service. Now, it sounds like the plot of a film. The young piano prodigy, whose promising career is blighted by a terrible injury, but makes his comeback 22 years later. Australian-born Angelo Villani had to pull out of the prestigious Tchaikovsky piano competition in Moscow in 1990 because of a trapped nerve. It turns out the condition might have been brought on by something as trivial as carrying a heavy school bag as a child. He moved to London in search of treatment and spent the intervening years working his way back to live performance. This weekend he makes his London debut with a public recital in Piccadilly. When he came into the Strand studio earlier, I asked if he'd realised back in 1990 that the injury might change his life so dramatically.
For me, I wasn't so distressed because I thought, well, these things happen to, you know, sports people all the time, and the important thing is to just keep going and to find the right specialist. So that's what I did. I decided, well, I should just find the best specialist treatment in Australia. And I went through the very high top specialist there. But no one seemed to understand what was actually wrong, because there was never any obvious pain or obvious symptoms. There were always just slight losses of sensation and lack of pressure sensitivity and all of the things that one needs to perform at a high level, obviously. I guess I wouldn't have noticed it much if I was a bricklayer or something like that, where the fine tuning of the fingers isn't so great. But with piano playing or being at the computer, I think you would notice with the, you know, lack of dexterity. Eventually it started to sink in that this wasn't going to be an overnight cure, and I went through quite a few different quacks, and I even saw a witch doctor. I went to see psychologists to make sure that it was nothing in the brain or in the mindset. And
it turned out it was a calcified sort of scar tissue, is
that right?
That's right,
yes. In the end, it took about 3 to 4 years to find one chap who was a very clever chiropractor who identified the calcification in my back. And he said, well, you have all this compression. It's no wonder that you're having motor problems in the fingers and the right hand.
When did you feel, I'm going to be able to play again in public? When did that happen for you?
Well, I saw this particular specialist around about 1993, and it was 6 months with him before I noticed the first slight improvement.
But that's nearly 20 years till now. It sounds like a very gradual journey, not a sudden moment after a big sort of period in the wilderness.
That's right,
but I'm
yes.
struck by the fact that in your years in London, you were working in the classical music department at Tower Records,
that's
a kind of big
right,
beacon
yes.
of advice on
yes.
Piccadilly Circus until record shops became obsolete, and you've been
that's
teaching
right.
in a state primary school.
That's
what
right.
what was that experience like? Was it something that was helpful to you? Some people might say it seems beneath someone of your talent.
Well, no, I saw it as a great opportunity to listen to a lot of recordings, as well as to recommend those wonderful recordings to a buying public. And it made me feel useful in a way. And it was good. It was a good sidetrack, I guess, whilst I was still having the treatments and hoping to get back onto the platform.
So you started doing sort of some private concerts. When did you realise I'm going to be ready to perform? And how easy was it indeed to step back into the public sphere as a pianist?
It was very gradual, because initially I could only play maybe 10 minutes of music or 15 minutes of music. And Dr. Leslie Howard kindly invited me to play at the Liszt Annual Society meeting. And so I got a chance to play about 10 or 15 minutes of late Liszt, which was more or less within my reach.
And you've chosen to play Liszt's Dante Sonata for this this concert, this public concert.
Yes.
What's special about it for you?
Well, it's a very extreme work. It has such a vast canvas of emotions, and I mean, it's depicting the Inferno and Paradiso and Purgatory, etc.
So people in hell and purgatory in
heaven. That's right, and the music is so programmatic and descriptive.
You said earlier that at one stage you were consulting witch doctors and healers. I mean, how far has it been a difficult mental journey for you back to recovery and performance?
Yes, there was a point where I thought, well, this may not happen at all. And it got quite desperate, and I went into some dark moods, shall we say. But because I had the right support from my family and close circle of friends, I found the courage to carry on. I considered conducting and somehow expressing myself musically in a different way. But I thought, well, I think I was destined to be at the piano in some shape or form. But it's taken a while, and I think the important thing to realise is you should never give up hope and to have some faith in the little ability that you may have to start with. And
that's quite something to say for a man of your ability after such a long period of coming back from that injury. I mean, the one question I did want to ask you is, a lot of the publicity around you performing has kind of made a big thing of the fact that you're described as a child prodigy, and I wonder how you feel about that. I mean, is it a bit of a burden? Is it a bit unfair? Or is it fair enough?
No, I think it's just a responsibility that you feel within yourself, that you're blessed with certain abilities and gifts, perhaps, but you have to try to do justice to those abilities and do your best so the world can share in the genius of the music, because that's what it's about.
Angelo Villani playing Liszt's Dante Sonata, which he'll be performing live in London this weekend. You can listen again to today's programme on our website, bbcworldservice.com/thestrand, where you can also download our free podcast featuring the highlights of this week's Global Arts and Entertainment. Or head to our website, bbcworldservice.com, to browse our huge archive of interviews with the leading figures in global arts and entertainment. You